It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. We've got this week's Art Hounds recommendations in just a few minutes, but first, it's our weekly conversation on the arts. Film fans in the Burlington area heard some welcome news last week. The Burlington Film Society has partnered with the Vermont International Film Foundation in the hopes of cultivating Vermont's film culture. Joining us to talk about this venture is the co-director of the Burlington Film Society, Eric Ford. Eric, welcome.
Thanks, Neil. It's great to be here.
So let's first talk about the goal here. What do you hope to accomplish by bringing these two resources together?
Well, we're really excited to be partnering with VTIF because they're a long-running organization. They've been around for many years, and they're a 501c3. They have the support of a board.
Nonprofit.
Exactly. And so it gives a level of stability that we've been looking for. It's challenging with, you know, a core group of volunteers really giving their time to something. So we're excited to be able to partner with someone who's a stable and dynamic force in the community and be able to hopefully strengthen and expand our programming and also add to what VTIF is offering. As some folks may know, they produce the Vermont International Film Festival each fall, and they're hoping to really expand their programming year-round. So one of the things that the Film Society does is monthly screenings at Main Street Landing. And so this becoming a program of VTIF will expand their offerings year-round in addition to many other community screenings that they do all year-round. So it's an exciting opportunity.
You know, sometimes it seems like everyone likes the idea of foreign and independent movies, but are they going to see them?
It's a good question. In the local theater scene here in Burlington, it's tough. It's a gamble, really. You know, the margins are very tight. So it might seem a risk to present a film that's maybe not well known or doesn't have the support of a major studio backing it. So there's national advertising to support it. So we're able to present those with less risk because of partnership. We're able to find a venue that can support us and also do community outreach and really connect with audiences in a meaningful way to find the people that might be interested in particular subjects.
Well, as you're battling so many elements, including home viewing, people actually watching movies on their phones, an ad in the newspaper doesn't seem enough anymore to get people into a theater. Let's talk about a specific recent example of marketing and presentation. You showed a film called The Punk Singer about a leader of the Riot Girl movement. What went into this showing? What elements went into this screening?
Well, it's interesting. This was a film that we worked with IFC, the distributor, on. They actually pitched this film to me. They said, you're in an urban area with a lot of college-age students. This could be a great opportunity. And so what we really do is look to partner in the community. I reached out to a colleague I know, Sella Mars, who's an artist and an instructor at Champlain College. I knew that she was involved in the Riot Girl movement, and it was just a perfect combination and addition to the screening. She presented at the film, talked about her personal experience. She also had a class with the same subject matter that she's teaching at Champlain. So reaching out to her was a great idea. I also reached out to some local friends of mine that promote music. You know, music is the theme, and was able to attract a younger audience, a different audience than we might see to, say, a European film or a foreign film of that nature. So through those partnerships and outreach, we're able to build an audience for a film like this that might be considered a niche.
You know, you hear a lot about event television, and it sounds like this was kind of an event movie night for people with these extra elements involved.
Exactly. I mean, one of the keys to community screenings and attracting an audience with, you know, without traditional means to advertise something, you really have to look at the themes in the films, pick out things that you think might attract certain audiences, and then reach out directly to them. And we're able to do that with success that I think a traditional theatrical setting is not. You know, they have a model that's been used for years, and they rely on studio support to promote films, and they simply don't have the resources or the community connections that we have. So that's what's exciting to me, is to be able to present films that aren't seen in a public setting, which is really the key, is this community cinema idea, is looking at films together in public and then having a discussion about them.
So you've got the Burlington Film Society, you've partnered with the Vermont International Film Foundation. What happens next? What can we expect to see, for example, in the next year or so?
Well, we're really excited because we've been able to work with VTIF to establish a membership. So through this partnership, one of the benefits of membership will be the Film Society monthly screenings at Main Street Landing, as well as other benefits. This will provide support to additional programming and general support for the foundation to present and partner with more community organizations all year round, in addition to the film festival that happens each fall in Burlington. So we're really excited about the future and the opportunity to present more films in public for an audience.
Eric Ford is the co-director of the Burlington Film Society, which has partnered with the Vermont International Film Foundation. You can find more information about these organizations and future screenings at vpr.net. Eric Ford, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thanks so much, Neil.